Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 10th of June 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On 7.14 MHz by Richard, VK7 Romeo Oscar. On 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo, and on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA and network across the north. A fitting tribute to Joe, VK7 JG Silent Key. Last Monday, 4th June, a service was held in Launceston to celebrate the life of Joe Gelston, VK7 Juliet Golf. I heard someone say that there were 300 people at the service. I don't think that would be an exaggeration. Joe's granddaughter, Evie, placed some symbols of his life on a lectern and spoke to their meaning. It was very moving. His brother, Gerard, told some wonderful stories of Joe and his early life and of many trips through the outback of Australia. Again, very moving and at times very entertaining. Peter, VK7PD, outlined Joe's career in electronics and in particular his contribution to amateur radio in Tasmania and his achievements on the world front of VHF and UHF experimentation. Son Chris then gave a humorous cameo on a day in the life of Joe. It was so well done that it should have been recorded for posterity. It certainly helped to lighten the feelings of those present and was a wonderful and fitting tribute to the man who will be greatly missed by all of those who knew him. The tribute closed to one of Joe's favourites, the music of Enya and Only Time. Vale Joe, Mike, VK7, Fox Bravo. QSL News, Inwood's QSL Bureau News. The current list of QSL cards held by the WIA VK7 Inwood's QSL Bureau is published in the email edition of the broadcast. If your call sign is listed, please contact Herman to advise him whether you want your cards or not. Email to vk7bureau@wia.org.au. If you want your cards, let Herman know and he can make arrangements for delivery. Any cards held after the Myena Hamfest, for which no delivery arrangements have been made, will be destroyed. So please send Herman an email advising him what to do with your cards. If you want Herman to mail them regularly, please send Herman some postage stamps or a large self-addressed stamped envelope. While Herman does deliver cards on an opportunity basis, if you want Herman to mail them, it will be at your cost. WIA members are entitled to have one free mail-out per year. Mail-out arrangements for those who have contacted Herman will continue. I look forward to hearing from you. 73 Herman, VK7HW, Manager, WIA, VK7 Inwoods, QSL Bureau. Event news. Reminder, VK7 Hamfest. The VK7 Hamfest will be held at the Myena Community Centre on Saturday, 17th November this year. Background plans are in progress. There will be more information to come. If you wish to discuss the event, Danny can be reached at vk7freq@gmail.com. That's vk7foxtrotromeoechoquebec@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you there. 73 Danny, VK7FREQ. News from the Northwest. Northwest TAS Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG. Brief meeting report. The club general meeting on Saturday, 2nd June, held at the new venue, Leven Scout Headquarters, was very well attended. Visitors were Peter, VK7KPC, John, VK7FJFD and K, Peter, VK7BP, Peter, VK7RN, Errol Bramich and most importantly, two new Foundation licence recipients, Georgie VK7FGJL and Rhys VK7FORD. Due to many students acquiring new Foundation calls, much discussion took place on the introduction of a student's grade membership to the club. It was resolved that investigation into introducing this new grade of membership to the club be further investigated, giving particular regards to the legal responsibilities required, such as working with children, police checks, etc., student grade being 18 years or under. Much discussion took place on JOTA 2018 in October, with the possibility of JOTA activity being jointly run from both Peyton Park and Leven Scout headquarters in Alexander Road. The club thanks Peter, VK7KPC, for his suggestions and input in relation to conducting JOTA in the Leven district. Licences for all the participants in the recent Foundation licence assessments have been advised that their licences are now available, so we ask that you welcome our new amateurs to our bands in the usual way. Noise on 70cm repeater VK7RDR Dazzler range. Listeners and users of the VK7RDR 70cm will be aware of the intermittent noise plaguing this repeater, particularly over several weeks recently, and that it has not gone unnoticed. Arrangements are underway to investigate the source of the noise when the site is next visited, which is a scheduled fuel run in 2 to 3 weeks' time. We will keep users updated on any results of these investigations as they come to hand. 73 until next time. Tony, VK7AX, News Officer, NW, TR and TVG. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated. It appears we are now well into our winter. Spare a thought for those NTARC members who attended the State Championship equine event at Sassafras on Friday 8 and Saturday 9 June. This event was held over 24 hours with the commencement of 0 hours for the 160-kilometre event, followed by the 95-kilometre event at 0400 hours early Saturday morning, and followed up with the 40-kilometre ride commencing at 10 a.m. Saturday. NTARC provided safety comms and checkpoints at base camp at Smith and Others Road, Sassafras, and 3 checkpoints in the surrounding region. We hope to provide you with a full report in next week's news. Final reminder, for 2018 membership renewals, just a friendly but surely final reminder for those members who have not as yet renewed their 2018 membership fees. You have until 30 June to renew. If you have not done so by that date, your name must be removed from the NTARC membership register. If you have access to the NTARC Yahoo site, your name will also be removed. You still have a number of coffee sessions between now and then, so why not pop along and have a cuppa and renew your subs? Wednesday, Tech Night, 6 June. The tech session hummed with activities this week. Continuing on from last week, Peter, VK7PD, had the interface ready to connect to our TS590 transceiver to the station computer. Before this happened, he installed a high-stability crystal oscillator module, TCXO, into the radio. The interface cables were then connected, and after some testing and port swapping, the software was talking to the radio and we were seeing a proper waterfall display. Ross, VK7ALH, brought an old marine radio module along, originally from the Lady Gillian. It had a built-in generator producing 800 volts for the PA. There were 2 empty sockets for the finals, which needed 2 807 valves. Idris VK7ZIR had a spare pair, which fitted perfectly. Ross is now looking to get the whole radio fired up, which will make a good show until for another night. Colin, VK7ZCF, brought along his notebook and programming kit. He and James, VK7FJAM, worked on programming several radios using the Chirp and Zastone software. Kevin, VK7KJL, had set up yet another computer for configuring, not for himself, but for another member to use. He will be continuing with this next week. Meanwhile, Stefan, VK7ZSB, had withdrawn to the workshop to construct some cables to be used at the Equine Endurance State Championships being held at Sassafras this weekend. Stuart, VK7FEAT, had laid the fire and it was going nicely driving out the cold night air. He then turned his attention to sifting through a large bag of electronic magazines recently donated to the club. He was ably assisted by Bernie, VK7BR, and Ebenezer, VK7AT, with John, VK7FJFD, looking on. There was a lot of whispering going on, with Peter, VK7KPC, firing up his whisper station, and Peter, VK7PD, registering the club station with the WhisperNet site. At the end of the evening, we were still waiting on an email with the username and password to arrive. More to do next session. Coming events. Technical sessions. No technical session will be held this coming week due to the fact that our June general meeting is to be held on Wednesday evening. Our technical sessions will resume on Wednesday, 20 June, from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the club room, Archer Street, Rochalie. A reminder that the club has taken delivery of a very extensive donation of through-hole componentry, including 240,000 resistors, along with capacitors of all types and sizes. I hear the capacitor count may well exceed the resistor total. If you're looking for some components for that upcoming or in-progress project, why not drop along to a coffee morning and make your requirements known? June General Meeting. This will be an evening meeting and will be held on Wednesday, 13 June. Meeting to commence at 19:30 hours, 7:30 p.m, followed by a show and tell, so give it some thought between now and then and bring something along to share and talk about with others. Supper will of course follow on. The fire will be lit as usual in the main hall, and I'm sure the comfort level will be greatly assisted by the recent addition of doors to the various sub-rooms and the new curtains organised by Roz. If you haven't seen these and other recent improvements, then these are added reasons for you to attend the meeting. Working Bee. As our last Working Bee was so successful and we still have more things to do, guess what? We are planning another Working Bee. This one has been scheduled for Saturday, 30th of June, to continue the jobs we didn't get finished at the last bee. We will have a barbecue for the attendees, so mark your calendars. If we can get as many members as the last time, we'll soon get things done. To keep us in the working mood, we will light both fires as the weather is now rather cool. For those who may draw the rooftop short straws, it may get decidedly chilly, so better wear your thermals, and if you are likely to be offered one of those roles, worth the effort though, as Trevor was again showing all interested his plots of the rapidly improving performance of the club's vertical multiband antenna at Coffee on Friday. A little more work on the ground plane radial elements should see it working on all bands in a stellar fashion. Coffee mornings are held every Monday and Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Tomorrow, Monday, 11 June, we will be open even though it is a public holiday for the Queen's birthday. This gives our working members a chance to pop in and catch up with the latest. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. It appears we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. Finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at one of the following addresses: ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntarc.emails@gmail.com. 73 Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Incorporated. Presentation Night. This Wednesday night, 13th June, from 7:30 p.m, there will be a summary presentation on the WIA License Conditions Determination Submission that is about to go out for final comments to the amateur community. This feedback will be in the form of a survey that will go out very soon. This presentation will be a sneak preview of the LCD submission that was put together by the WIA Spectrum Strategy Committee. The committee used the results of three surveys sent out in 2017 to create the submission. The response to the surveys was excellent. Come along with your questions. See you at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Impromptu Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night was an Impromptu Experimenters Night. Richard, VK7ZBX, brought along a very nice 500-watt NEC power amplifier that was sourced locally. The cover on the unit was quickly removed and the insides laid bare. It consists of six active devices that are paralleled up to provide the 500-watt output. It is in the UHF band and could possibly be used as a 70-centimetre PA with suitable modifications. Justin, VK7TW, and Sean, VK7FAZE, started to remove equipment from the 19-inch rack units. This will enable an inventory to be taken and sorting performed to determine what equipment will be used and what equipment will be sold off. A huge thank you to Sean, who has been able to source two large flat-screen TVs that will form a replacement for the TV in the main room and one for the DATV studio. This screen will display multiple image feeds instead of needing multiple monitors. Paul Pruss, sporting a new call sign, VK7FPCL, that's VK7 Foxtrot Papa Charlie Lima, brought along Tom, VK7 November Tango Kilos, FT7, that he had got working and plugged it into the club station antenna to test it. There was lots of talk and coffee and reminiscing about the vintage and surplus equipment that is accumulating in the club rooms. The Experimenters' Nights get back underway in a fortnight. See you then. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Reist Foundation Training. The next assessment day will be third Saturday of June and then every second month. That is February, April, June, August, October and December. Check out the Reist website or Facebook page for events. The next one is on 16 June 2018 and contact Reg on email at assessor@reast.asn.au or phone mobile 0417 391 607 if you wish to participate. 73 Reg, VK7KK. Technical article. The ACMA is currently consulting on proposals to convert commercial radio stations 7BU in Burnie and 7AD in Devonport from AM to FM, to allow the Queenstown commercial radio licensee to provide a second FM service in addition to 7XS, to allow the Scottsdale 7SD commercial radio service to simulcast in FM. The service will continue to be available on the existing AM frequency. to make other minor changes to the technical specifications of services in the above areas, as well as in Hobart and Launceston. These changes will be implemented by a variation to the Licence Area Plans, LAPs, for Burnie, Devonport, Queenstown, Scottsdale, Launceston and Hobart. The changes are described in detail in the consultation paper, which is available for download in the table above. Issues for comment. The ACMA welcomes comments from interested stakeholders on the issues raised in the consultation paper or any other issues relevant to the LAP variations as proposed. While we don't consider that the proposals for Burnie, Devonport and Queenstown raise any specific issues for consultation, we welcome general feedback on our preliminary views of these LAPs. We are seeking to ascertain industry and community views on the Scottsdale proposal, which will allow the Scottsdale commercial licensee to simulcast its 7SD AM transmission on FM. Our preliminary view is that to avoid unacceptable coverage loss, the licensee must maintain the AM transmission. We have obtained a written assurance from Grant Broadcasters that it is willing to maintain the AM transmission and that it has no current plans to switch off the AM in the future. Fast fact to finish. It would take light 100,000 years to travel from one end of the Milky Way galaxy to the other. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in club rooms and technical sessions Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST, Wednesday afternoon group, meets from noon, then the Experimenters' Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 FM. Events, NTARC, 13 June, general meeting followed by show and tell session from 7:30 p.m. in Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. REST, 16 June, Foundation Training Day, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 9 a.m. Contact Reg, VK7KK for more details. VK7, 17 November, Myena Hamfest, Myena Community Hall. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts. Newsreader, VK7, Foxtrot Bravo. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, volunteer required. 40 metres, volunteer required. 20 metres, VK7 India Lima. 10 metres, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7 RTC in the south, and the VK7 RAA network across the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Please note all. This is now the address for news items for the VK7 regional news. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it's 73 from Peter, VK7PD.